Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us today. Fuller of the group Pistol Day Parade is making his first appearance on the program to talk to us not only about his own love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the group and to see the way that the world is responding to it. The new project is called Burn. You guys are going to be hearing a single from it today. It's called Not Today. We also will be telling you guys how you can stay in contact with the band and find out what's coming up for them next. Fuller, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Okay, you're doing really good.
What's
we appreciate
on?
You taking up the time to be with us, man. You know, really, I'm enjoying the single. I actually got my own personal copy on Amazon.com, the single Not Today that we'll be listening to. And we'll be telling our listeners how they can, of course, be able to find out more about the album here in a moment. But, Fuller, what has it been like for you to see the way that your fans are responding to the new music?
It's great, man. I mean, you know, you work so hard on something and you hope at the end of it, you know, people actually like it. And so far, everything's been great, man. A great response to all the music.
Well, the new album, as I mentioned, is called Burn. That's where the single Not Today comes from. Can you kind of give us an idea of where the group is with this? I mean, when it comes to, where you are as far as appreciating music and the message you want to share, what did you want to convey to your fans with this album?
This album's pretty much just about life, you know, all the ups and downs, you know, different kinds of relationships. I think everybody goes through hard times in their life, and, you know, we write songs about it, and people can relate to it, so that's pretty much what we're trying to do.
Got you. Well, I think that is one of the things that's happening. Yeah, and I think that's exactly what's happening, Fuller, and you see it from some of the responses of people, not only on social media, but I'm sure you've seen it in your live performances as well. So talking about you personally here for a moment, Fuller, you know, when did you personally realize your own love of music? When did you know that you wanted to be a part of this industry?
Growing up, my dad and them would get together every weekend, and they'd play guitars and sing songs, and I guess that's where it all kind of started. And, I got my first guitar when I was 12, and I've been playing ever since. Wasn't really sure if I was going to be a singer, but I wanted to be a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up being a singer, so, and a guitar player.
Yeah. So you got to have the best of both of those worlds. So at that point, you know, when you realize, you know, you wanted to play guitar, and now, of course, you're able to sing and play the guitar, you know, what was the goal then? Because I think, like everyone, Fuller, I think you would agree with this, anybody who has something they love, they kind of have an idea of what they want to do with it. In the beginning, what did you want to do when it comes to music?
Well, you know, watching the people you grow up loving to hear, you know, you want to get to that level, you know. You want people to hear what you're trying to say and be on the big stage and in the big lights. So, I mean, that was kind of my goal starting off with this whole thing and wanting to get to that level in my music.
And now, of course, you guys have been touring. You've been able to hear back from the fans. I mentioned, you know, when I was prepping for this segment over the weekend, I was on your Facebook page, Fuller, and I was just thinking about, you know, how great it must be for you guys to read the responses of people, how they're, you know, connecting with the music, also how they're enjoying that performance. Can you kind of talk about that, the studio, the studio aspect versus the being on stage? What is that like for you when you're on stage and able to kind of share live the music with your fans and the audience?
The difference about playing live, you know, it's great because we pride ourselves on doing the best we can live and sounding as great as we can. So we really love the live aspect and interacting with the crowd. The studio, you know, it's more kind of laid back, and you get to mess around with the songs and try different things. So, I mean, that's another cool aspect, too. I like them both for different reasons, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was just saying, so, but the live performance for you adds a different dimension to it?
Pardon me?
No, I was just asking, the live performance, it adds a different dimension for you?
Oh, yes, for sure, man. I mean, it's just when you get in front of a live crowd and you're playing your songs and they're reacting back to them, it's something I can't describe. It's a great feeling.
Right.
You don't get that in the studio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you don't have that feedback there. So I'm sure it definitely has to be a great thing. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Fuller. He's a part of the group Pistol Day Parade. Now, I'm sure people are wondering, for one, Fuller, you know, where the group got the name from. But before we get into that, how did you guys connect initially?
We had all played around town, you know, in our town, Detroit, and I kind of wanted to start something new, and I got Rob and Guido, our guitar players, and we had another bass player, but we ended up losing him and getting Jason that's in the band now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all kind of just played around town and formed this great band. And it's been nothing but great. I mean, we have the best musicians I think I could ask for.
Gotcha. Do you think it's that connection that's one of the things that people are able to really feel with the music? I mean, the idea that you all kind of share the same passion for music?
Yeah, I think it comes across. We all strive to, you know, go to that next level, and we all believe in this music, and I think it comes across to our fans that we believe in it every night we play.
And I think it also comes across for those who are able to, of course, for the first time, be able to find you guys online. I mentioned I got the single myself, Not Today, off of Amazon.com. Our listeners can get it there for only 99 cents, or you can purchase the entire album. Talk to us a little bit about that single, Not Today. We're going to be listening to it here in a moment. Fuller, but how did that song come about?
That song came about, I think we were over Guido's house, just writing in his living room, and just started jamming something, you know. Had a feeling, maybe was a little angry at the time, and it's just about, you know, a song about I've had enough, you know. You're not going to do this to me again,
yeah.
Kind of thing. It's just a straightforward rock song.
And I think that's what people. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
And as Fuller was saying, it's a straightforward rock song. For those of you who have not had a chance to hear it, you guys are in for a treat. Here is Pistol Day Parade and their single Not Today from the album Burn. Fuller, stay with us. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live.
Blackout!
that was Not Today by Pistol Day Parade here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with Fuller of the group. We've been talking to him not only about, of course, the group's love for music, but what it's been like for them to share that with all of you, the fans. That single you guys heard, Not Today, is from the album Burn. We'll be telling you here in a moment how you can stay in contact with the group as well as be able to get the music. Now, I mentioned earlier, Fuller, you guys are on tour, so the feedback has been coming through. You know, with a single like that, Not Today, the first time I heard it, I thought, wow, you know, it really, to me, speaks to how, you know, a lot of times we allow people to kind of dictate where we go, what we're able to do, and who we're able to be. Is that one of the things that you think sets the group apart? When you think about Pistol Day Parade, that you all are kind of doing your own thing, and that is what people really love about you?
Yeah, I think it is, man. I mean, I think it's just the way we connect. I don't really know how to explain it. It's just, I think people relate to our music, and
yeah,
makes it, yeah.
Well, I think that's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I thought I was cutting out.
So, I was just saying, you know, I think you're right. I know one of the things that I read that was actually just written a few days ago about the album, it was on actually puregreenaudio.com, and it was a review of the album, and one of the things that the writer of the article said is that it's talking about Burn. It was a hard-hitting, energetic, you know, record from you guys, and they were talking about what a rare find it was to be able to find an album that was especially a debut, to be so cohesive and solid. When you hear something like that, do you feel like that's a job well done and that you accomplished what you wanted with this album?
Yeah, I mean, it took us a while to make this album, you know. We went through the songs a few times, and we really concentrated on guitar parts and lyrics and everything. So, I mean, at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, I mean, we were happy with the product and what came out of that studio. And I think it's a great rock album.
And I think our listeners will definitely agree. Again, everyone, I've been speaking with Fuller of the group Pistol Day Parade. The album we've been discussing is Burn. The single you guys heard here is Not Today. Fuller, where's the best place for our listeners to go? I know you guys have a website. So where's the best place for them to go to find out more information about the group and to get the album?
You can check us out on pistoldayparade.com. We have a Facebook, Pistol Day Parade. We have an Instagram, Pistol Day Parade. On Twitter, it's @PDPDetroit. And you can get the album online at Best Buy, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play Store. You can pretty much find it anywhere.
All right. So we definitely encourage our listeners to visit wherever they normally buy their music electronically. They can find it there. As I mentioned, I got the single Not Today from Amazon.com. That's one great place that you'll be able to find it. But as Fuller mentions, there are others as well. And then, of course, the website is just the group's name, PistolDayParade.com. Fuller, again, I know you guys have been busy, so I appreciate you taking out this time. One last question I have for you. It's a question I try to ask everyone who comes on this show. You know, looking at your own career, what started with that guitar, you know, what started with, you know, wanting to share that and singing, you know, you were able to follow your own passion. What advice do you have for other people when it comes to pursuing their passion and not letting go of it?
You know what? If you're really passionate and you got a dream, follow it, you know. Wrap yourself around it and practice and get out there and play for as many people as you can and make your dream come true. That's what I'm out here doing.
Right.
That's what we're all out here doing.
Yeah, I think that is great advice. And that's the thing, you know, play for as many people as you can, do what you do in front of as many people as you can, and to keep going. I think that is a great thing. Fuller, thank you so much for sharing that, and also for taking out the time. I really do appreciate it, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Pistol Day Parade,
right,
man. You guys rock.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. PistolDayParade.com, again, is the website. As I mentioned, the single here you guys heard was Not Today. Make sure you guys take advantage of the opportunity to get that. And we, of course, thank Fuller for taking out the time to be with us today. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. You can always catch the replay. You can find out more information about that by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com, and you can see where you're able to go and to listen to the replay of the interview. Depending on where you are, on blogtalkradio.com, you can find the link on our radio website. If you're joining us through creamcityradio.com, however, it'll be replaying later on in the day, so you can definitely find it there. And we want to thank, of course, all of you for joining us. And until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Make it a great one.